Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Braids on Boost. Your daily dose of 5-minute brain power, your go-to for sparking inspiration, and, most importantly, for making sense of this crazy world we live in. I'm Jake Carter, your host, and today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for yourself to relax and unwind. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jake, isn't that supposed to happen naturally? Trust me, I get it. In our fast-paced world, filled with notifications, deadlines, and endless to-do lists, finding moments of true peace can feel like searching for a unicorn in Times Square. But here's the thing, folks. It's not impossible. It just takes some intentional effort, a little creativity, and a whole lot of self-love. We're talking about carving out a sanctuary, pocket dimension where you can recharge, de-stress, and simply be yourself, no masks, no expectations, just pure relaxation. So, let's jump into 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own personal oasis of calm. Number 1. Define what safe means to you. This isn't a one-size-fits-all situation, people. For some of you, it might be a cozy corner in your living room with a good book and a cup of tea. Maybe it's a walk in nature, the gentle rustling of leaves and the fresh air clearing your head. Perhaps it's listening to music that moves your soul or taking a long, hot bath with essential oils. Figure out what activities and environments bring you genuine peace and joy. Number 2. Set boundaries, firm ones. This is about creating physical and mental space for yourself. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy. Limit screen time, especially before bed. Designate unplugged hours where you disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with yourself. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. Number 3. Embrace the power of mindfulness. Ever notice how sometimes our minds feel like a runaway train? Thoughts racing, worries piling up, anxieties brewing. Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your breath, your body's sensations, and the world around you with a sense of curiosity and acceptance. Try incorporating a few minutes of meditation or deep breathing exercises into your day. It can make a world of difference. Number 4. Surround yourself with positivity. This means curating your environment both physically and digitally. Declutter your space, bring in plants, use calming scents, listen to uplifting music. Choose friends and social media feeds that inspire you and support your well-being. Remember, you are what you surround yourself with. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the most important one, folks. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Acknowledge your achievements, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You are worthy of love, care, and relaxation. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine this. You're working on a big project, deadlines looming, emails flooding in. You feel the pressure building, your mind racing, your shoulders starting to tense up. You know you need to take a break, but the work feels never-ending. What do you do? You could force yourself to push through, hoping for a miracle to happen. Or you could choose to step away, even for just 5 minutes. Find a quiet corner, close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and focus on the sensations of your body. Listen to the sounds around you, maybe it's birds chirping, leaves rustling, or the gentle hum of your city. The small act of self-care can make a huge difference in clearing your head, reducing stress, and allowing you to approach your work with renewed energy and focus. Remember, folks, creating a safe space for yourself isn't about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself to face it with more clarity, resilience, and joy. It's an ongoing journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, keep experimenting, and celebrate every small victory along the way. And that's your brainstorm boost for today. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these tips. Leave us a review, let us know what resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep growing, and most importantly, keep taking care of yourselves. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.